All right, here we go. So the S&P 500 wrapped up its best first quarter in 5 years. And also on Friday, the PCE price index was released in line with expectations and market were closed because we had a long weekend. It was observance of Good Friday. The markets were closed. Hope you all had a happy Easter. So what is next for the markets? And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. Today is Monday, April 1st. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Welcome back, Mark. Good to have you back here.
Thank you, Marcus. Thank you. Good to be back. And thank you, everybody, for the birthday wishes. It was a great birthday, and I had a chance to peek at the comments from Thursday's video, and it was nice. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So with that said, the markets gave you a birthday present. I mean, just up best quarter for the S&P 500 here in 5 years. The NASDAQ up, 10% for the first quarter. I mean, it's just crazy. Fireworks.
I mean, markets just keep going higher. It was the fifth consecutive winning month for the S&P. And just, you know, it seems like it's up, up and away. But this morning, a little indecision and uncertainty in the markets, Marcus.
Yeah, and it's super, super interesting because if we look at the overnight session, so we started trading last night, and at first, traders were looking at the PCE inflation report that came in line with expectations and said, all right, that's good. So this is where we closed on Thursday. This is where we opened last night in overnight trading. And we were trading higher right before the open, and then right before the open started sliding with a quick bounce back into the open, but have been sliding ever since.
Sure. So this was the first reaction we had to that report on Friday. And at first, it seemed like the report was a bit of a dud. And the numbers basically came out in line with expectations. We know it's the Fed's favorite inflation gauge. And so there could be some uncertainty around the numbers and just the reaction there. And it seemed like the number itself didn't matter, but then Powell made some comments on Friday.
Powell made some comments, exactly. And this is where he said, you know what? I don't see the need to push rate cuts, where he says, okay, we don't need to be in a hurry to cut. And he said, you won't see us overreacting. And I think this is where this morning, everybody's scratching their heads. I mean, I'm wondering, okay, what the heck is going on here? Because at the Fed meeting, they said, all right, we're planning to cut rates 3 times this year. So This year ends right here. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more Fed meetings. Now, the May is out. They won't cut rates in May, right?
That'd be a shock. Surprise, yeah.
Yeah, that would be a real surprise. June, I mean, last week we were at 64%. Then we were at 60% this morning. Now we're at 56%. So kind of the June meeting is up in the air. So this means start cutting rates in July and then just go consecutively? Or do we have one in July, one in November, one in December?
And that's the quandary we're in. It's interesting because you're right, Marcus. So one of those meetings you could just toss out. There isn't going to be a cut. It'd be a huge shock to the market. It would probably mean that there's trouble brewing, right? So then you have 5 meetings to do 3 cuts. Is there a half cut somewhere? So basically, you know, 2 quarter points all in one with a half point, of course. Or is it consecutive? And that's hard to figure out right now, especially because quoting Powell from Friday, he said, the economy is strong right now, which we know, and the labor market is strong right now, which we know, and inflation has been coming down overall, which we know. We can and we will be careful about this decision because we can be.
All right. And I mean, we kind of knew this, nothing new, but this morning, markets are really saying, okay, what is happening? Look at the 10-year yield. The 10-year yield has been rallying. I mean, This morning we started at 4.2%. Now we're exceeding 4.3%. The 2-year yield has been rallying. And so if you switch to a daily chart, we're going back to the highs that have been made recently. Look at this. I mean, we're getting close to, the 4.35, which is the high. I mean, huge jump in interest rates this morning on basically no news. This is still digesting of what happened on Friday with the PCE report and Powell's comments.
Yeah, so it's just like the move in yields accelerated, kicking off and then just taking off from there. And you would think that there would have been a little more of a reaction going into the open, but they're up and away.
Yeah, but I mean, also right now, where will we look? Bitcoin right now down 3.5% after hitting 71,000 over the weekend. Then we had crude oil marching higher, attacking on another percent, now scratching $84. We have gold this morning on the run. So gold made a new record high, now pulling back a little bit. If you look at a 5-minute chart, I mean, it's kind of all over this place. I mean, I don't want to say it's chaos in the markets this morning, but it's a lot of head scratching. It's like, what is going on? It seems that everybody's waking up and after spending Easter with the family or whatever you did over the long weekend, now wondering like, all right, I don't know. Well, what sense do we make?
A VIX jumping too. Huh? So the fear index pricing in S&P 500 options premium, showing that there is some expected volatility, right? The VIX rises when traders are, or when those premiums increase, and those premiums increase because traders they expect more price fluctuation in the market.
Yeah, because I think that this week it's all about, okay, what's happening with the economy? Because this is where, if the economy or the labor market shows some signs of slowing down, that's when Powell and gang are probably more likely to cut interest rates. And this week, it's all about jobs. And the main jobs report is just coming out on Friday. So this will be the March jobs report. And we'll see what happens there. I think this is kind of a key report right now.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Because we heard from more and more companies that they were laying off people. We've heard it in March. And so this should be reflected in this report. And this were probably this morning a little bit uncertainty of, okay, what exactly does Paul mean? So do they do the 3 rate cuts or are they reducing it to 2 rate cuts? And he says the economy is strong. How much longer will it remain that strong? Yeah, and I mean, looking at a 5-minute chart of the S&P, after opening slightly higher, just sliding down.
Yeah, but at the same time, we're down just 0.25%.
Right? Yeah, that's the other thing. And I think we were up 0.25% going in. So this, let's just measure this move here. So it is almost a 0.5% move. But yeah, this is where there's no panic in the markets this morning. There's no mayhem in the markets, but there's a little bit of head scratching of, what are we going to do this quarter?
Sure. And instead of just being kind of quiet, it feels like there's a little more nervousness. What's next, right? And that's why the VIX is higher.
Yeah. All right. Talking about our positions, in terms of WTF, no new positions here, and we exited our existing positions. So right now, no WTF positions open. So you exited Abbott Laboratories on Thursday?
ABT, yes.
Yeah, with a nice gain?
No, that one was a loss.
Oh, that one was a loss. Okay, let's take a look at the trading. Yeah, okay, small loss. Based on a $10,000 account using 2%
CTSH risk, it would have been a win.
Huh?
CTSH was a win.
Yeah, CTSH was the win. We exited that. So I talked about that already on Thursday. So that was definitely a nice small win. Getting back a little bit of the money that we lost previously when it was stopped out. All right. Regarding the wheels. So Apple. Super interesting. I mean, look at this reversal this morning. I mean, I sold the 170 put, and you joined me with the 170 put, right?
Yeah, I was in a situation this morning where in our mastermind call, I was looking at the Apple 170 put, and I was holding off at first, but then I realized I could beat you and get $1.50, so I decided to pull the trigger.
Yeah, I got $1.30 last week. You got $1.50, and this is where you pulled the trigger. So, I mean, right now, trading below 170, are you nervous?
Nah. I mean, that, you know, I was going, I like the 167.50 level, and 167.50 probably available now at 30%, now that we're trading below 170. So I think that that's a good level, but 170 is also a good level, and you're getting paid for it, right? So maybe, I don't have the exact prices right now, but maybe you get, you know, $1.70 for 170, or you get 65.70 cents for 167.50, right? There's a 250 difference, but that $1.70 you get is guaranteed. I like
the trade. I feel comfortable with it, and I feel comfortable owning shares at 170.
Absolutely, can't wait to get assigned. I've been trying for several weeks. CSIQ, super interesting here. So this morning, rallying higher, right now pulling back because interest rates are rallying. But I mean, if you look at this, we had a nice 14% move over the last 3 days. Now pulling back a little bit. But I mean, overall, still up for the day when the indices have turned negative.
You know, I really like this move here. It just shows that those lows have basically been rejected, or buyers have liked an opportunity there. We've rallied off of that support level. And today, the yields were higher, and CSIQ was jumping. I think as yields continued to move higher today, it you know, took away those early gains. But I like this move in CSIQ for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we know that we have this trend line here that we need to break through. So first, we need to go to 21 to 22 so that we break through this trend line. And then again, our cost base is right now at 27.66, our break-even, my break-even at 27.12. So we'll see. We still have ways to go here. But I mean, good to see that it is still up, even though, I mean, interest rates are just rallying and making highs of the day right now, the yields.
Yeah.
All right. NEE, very, very similar. I mean, this morning, starting off strong right now, pulling back a little bit, but that is okay because here we have a trend line that is fully intact. Actually, let me draw this again. Nope. Next try. There we go. So we have a trend line that's nicely intact. So we'll see. We know that, and we talked about it, that the 63 level was the line in the sand acting as resistance. Now that we broke through it, we wanted to act as support. So let's see where we end today. Right now, trading at 62.89. Nothing yet for us to do, but definitely moving closer to our break even and also to our cost basis. So we're getting there.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is up 16% since the beginning of March. That's a huge move for NEE. I'll take it, but you know, even a pause around these levels would be totally expected at this point.
Yeah. All right. And then we have UPS. Big news for UPS this morning. However, not yet following through on the big news that came out.
Yeah. And a little. So I, in all fairness here, I don't know a lot about this news other than the headline. Marcus, I know you read into it a little bit more, but just by the headline, I thought UPS would be up more today.
Right. So talking about the headline, it is about the contract between FedEx and USPS, the US Postal Office. So FedEx has been delivering or is delivering all of the air mail, international mail for USPS. And this contract is set to expire on September 29th. So this is where FedEx said, well, you know what? We need to renegotiate. We're not happy with the terms and conditions of this contract. We believe that you should pay us more. And USPS said, no, you have to match it or stay in line with expectations. This is where FedEx said, well, if you don't raise it to the price that we wanted, we walk away. And UPS said, fine. And this is where the news this morning is that FedEx said, okay, we're done with this. We're done with USPS. When this contract expires September 29th, we will no longer deliver mail by air for USPS. And USPS said, well, how about UPS? Do you guys want the contract? And UPS said, heck yeah, this is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The question is, how profitable is this contract? And I do believe that this is the news this morning, because if FedEx says, you know what, we cannot profitably fulfill this contract, the question is, okay, how is UPS planning to do that? And this is where initially, I mean, on news like this, where you are suddenly made an exclusive supplier and replacing another major competitor, that should help the stock price. And initially, it did. Right now, pulling back a little bit, kind of in line with the market, down 0.8%. So S&P is down 0.3%, Dow is down 0.6%. But yeah, we'll see how this shakes out.
It will be interesting. And like I said, just from the headline, pre-market trading, it seemed like investors liked it and they would like it, but a little bit of a sell-off.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. And just as we talk about, we have a super weird plot here. I mean, this is the data from TradingView, but we are making session lows in the indices and we're making session highs in the yield. So also we're making session highs at the VIX, the fear index. So Mark, what do you think? Where will this end today?
You know, there could be a little more downside. I don't think we're going to get this explosive move lower and the bottom's just going to fall out. But we've been trading higher and higher and higher. And I think pullbacks are healthy within a nice uptrend. And a little bit of a shakeout is always welcome to find new opportunity. So I'm totally okay with this. And I would expect a little more downside.
Yeah, and if you think about it, if you look at the 50-day moving average, which is right now, what is it? Right around here at 5,055. I mean, honestly, this is a drop of 200 points. I mean, this is what, not even a 5% drop. That's kind of a 4% drop from the current levels. And this is possible. It is possible that the 50-day moving average gets tested. I mean, we are up more than 10% for the year. I mean, at some point we have to stop. So whether we stall out right now or have a little retracement, I think right now the market needs a break, needs to know what is going on, also needs to know what is going on with our economy here. And this is where it goes back to, what will we see this week's in the jobs report?
And that's going to be a biggie. But hey, 10% for the year, first quarter, four quarters, S&P is not going to be up 40% at the end of the year. So let's pull back a little bit from time to time and have some fun.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, so when can we expect the first pullback? Often it is right when the first time the interest rates are being cut or shortly thereafter. So, I mean, kind of if the Fed is not cutting interest rates, it's kind of good because it means that the markets can stay at this higher level. Once they start cutting, usually means that now it's not that they are breaking the economy, but it could be that now the economy gets a little bit shaky. I mean, this is what they're waiting for, that this super strong economy starts to shake a little bit. And that's when they're ready to cut interest rates.
Exactly. So trajectory of inflation being lower and the economy not in a panic situation, but just losing some of its steam would be good for the Fed.
Yeah. All right. So this is our take on a Monday morning. And if you enjoyed us, please give us a like. If you feel that others might benefit from the video, there's a share button underneath. Just click the share button and see. You can share it anywhere and everywhere you want. If this is your first time here and you enjoyed it, consider subscribing to our channel because we'll be back tomorrow morning. And with that said, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.